What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Sarcasm City Twitch for the Sean O'Malley versus Marlon Vera recap video. So welcome back to the Twitch channel. Obviously, we were here last night doing the watch-along. Very entertaining watch-along. Very entertaining card as well. Shout out to my guy, Spooby, who's joined with me today. How you doing, man? How you doing, bro?
Yeah, man, just fucking dead tired, but fucking worth it staying up. That card was good, and it was good hanging out with the boys watching it. But yeah. I can get sleep some other time. It'll be fine.
Fair enough, bro. Shout out to you. Obviously, trooper, man. Absolute trooper. I think it was like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. your time when it started. Went out for around 3 hours. So, yeah, man, you stayed up. So, shout out to you every single time. Steve as well. He was here on the watch along yesterday. I will send him on the link and ask him if he wants to be on the recap today. But, yeah, pretty much we're just it's not going to be too long of a stream. We're just going to go just give our thoughts about the card and the fights and stuff like that. And anything that we liked, disliked, anything that we look forward to. We'll also a little bit talk about the next card that's coming up, just kind of preview the fights, and I'll show the screen on the fights and stuff as well. Let me pull up the card itself from yesterday. Let's see. Cool. So we have the card here. Like I said, it was basically five main card fights that we had yesterday. Big up to my guy H. He's already in here. He's
big up, bitch.
Big up to you, bro. Hope you're doing well. And hold that, bro. Hold that for Villa today. Crazy, huh? But yeah, not too much about football. But yeah, we'll get into the UFC and stuff like that. So first fight itself, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of missed most of it. So Spoobs, I will let you talk about the first one. Peter Yan versus Song Yadong. Obviously, Peter Yan took the win by unanimous decision in 3 rounds. Give your thoughts about the fight, man, because I honestly didn't really see too much from it. I'll pull up some of the statistics and stuff here, and yeah, go on and you can tell your...
Yeah, it was pretty competitive. I mean, at the start, Song Yadong, I would say, took the first round. I think Song Yadong is one of those strikers where every like strike he throws, he's trying to put you out. He's trying to put you away, and Peter Yan's different from that. He's gonna volume as the strikes of volume. But first round he was looking good. Song Yadong is looking powerful. Peter Yan was looking a bit afraid of his power. And then he took the first round. Second round that changed. Song Yadong, I don't know. He started slowing down, probably getting tired. And then Peter Yan slowly started to take over the fight. Started to land more, looked faster, got some takedowns. So it's, yeah, I think overall, Peter Yan deserved that win. I don't think you could give it to Song. You give the first to Song, but the second and third, you'd get the Peter Yan. But yeah, it's pretty competitive. But again, Peter Yan just outclassed him. Pretty much that's it.
Yeah, more experienced fighter, obviously been in the fight game for a minute now.
Yeah.
So we go through the total strikes. Looks like Peter Yan landed 59% of his 217 attempted strikes, and Song only he actually had 54% of his 192 strikes. So not too much difference in terms of the strikes and takedown attempts. Peter Yan had 40% of his 5 takedown attempts, so he landed 2 of them, and Song Yadong only had 1 successful takedown. Significant strikes too. Peter Yan does win on that. He had 54% of his 183 significant strikes and only 86, which is 50% of 172 for Song Yadong. So if we break down the first few rounds too, I see H's comment here as well. He says Yan lost the first round, but he just won the second and the last one comfortably. And yeah, sometimes, I mean, you know, the fight game itself is kind of like this. You end of the day, you want to put in a good performance. You want to basically get, you know, your points. You want to be able to dominate fights as well. You don't want to put yourself, like I said, in a position, and we've seen that in a couple of the other fights, where you don't want to put yourself in a position where you get caught. And I think Peter Yan, obviously being the experienced fighter that he is, just got the job done simply. So first round, like he said, H said he thinks that Yan lost the first round. So I think he got 1 successful takedown. He did have just 2 strikes off of significant strikes, so because of that takedown, you could possibly give him the first round. Second round, a lot better from Peter Yan, to be honest. He had 62% of his significant strikes, 53% of his significant strikes and 62 total strikes landed and 1 successful takedown as well. And then round three, pretty much the same pitcher. He had 51% in terms of significant strikes, or both were the same, but he did land that successful takedown as well. So Peter Yan did take the win. We can kind of check by, you know, significant strikes on target, just going for the head. Both of them were mainly going for the head, not too much body or leg shots by either of them. And even in the distance, the clinch and the ground, all the stats are basically mostly favoring Peter Yan. So pretty convincing performance. Like you said, second round, third round were the main rounds for Peter Yan, but he gets the dub. And yeah, he goes up the rankings now. I think he is currently, what is he? Doesn't really have, he's the fourth ranked fighter in that division at this moment. So obviously he's already fought Sean O'Malley before. Wonder who his next fight will probably be, but climbing up the rankings for sure. So we'll see where that goes. Then we move on to the next one, Gilbert Burns versus Matt Elena. This one was the one that surprised me the most. This fight ended in a knockout in the third round. Jack Della Maddalena takes the win. Surprising fight for me, and they also gave this one of the performances of the night out of the two. Surprising fight for me because, like I said, I think I was favoring Gilbert Burns a lot in this fight. I thought he would honestly get the dub. Maybe it could have been by unanimous decision or maybe even a knockout, just because I've seen a lot of Gilbert Burns fights before where he does put up a good fight. He does have that knockout power as well. It's just wasn't able to really portray that last night. I think he was looking a lot for some of the clinches. You can see that he has 7 takedown attempts out of 11 total, but the significant strikes were only 27. So he was looking more towards the ground game. But round three, basically, yeah, final round, he got caught lacking, man, and the knockout came. So in terms of the fight itself, I was kind of disappointed because, like I said, I was going for Gilbert Burns, but we move, man. Jack Maddalena, very impressive performance for him. Obviously, to get the knockout, always a very impressive performance by any fighter. But he got the business done, man. And yeah, he goes up the rankings himself. What about your thoughts, Boobs, on the fight?
We always know Gilbert. He is tough. He is born. You know, he's born in those fucking De Janeiro favelas, fucking fighting for his life, bro. He is a fucking dog. Like, he will fight to the death. So. No one is questioning Gilbert's, you know, toughness, but I think Jack in the first round was just kind of getting a feel for what was going on. Was this one the knee? Yeah, this is the knee one, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Jack was just trying to feel out the first round and just kind of see. And I don't know if he was maybe, I don't know when he last fought, I don't know, but he just kind of took a wee bit to get into it. Mm-hmm. And then I think if you look on the stats of the first round, they look pretty even, but if you go to the second and the third, you can see Jack's like stats start to go up and then go up again. I think if in the third round, I don't think Gilbert Burns landed a strike, if you can check, Sheik.
Third round he didn't land any single strike.
So I think Jack just took a wee bit to get going, but when he started getting going, you can see the way he was striking. He was landing multiple times, and then the knee. Oh, it was great, great timing. Completely got Gilbert off guard, and then got the knee, and then finished him off.
Yeah, I think I might be able to. I think I should be able to show the knockout too, if I could real quick pull that up. But yeah, man, like you said. Oh, yeah. Later on in the fights, he did obviously, I think Burns just kind of, the momentum was shifting away from Burns for sure. Last night, you can tell that the final round, he barely did anything at all. But yeah, man, Jack Maddalena, very impressive performance. That knee was killer. I'm going to pull it up right now, real quick. Let's see if I can bring this up. Let's see.
Do you think Burns is losing his skill? I think he's just getting old.
I think he's just getting old. Yeah.
So many fights. I think it just takes out of you. No man can go into wars all the time. It's just.
Yeah. Obviously, I don't know too much information about his whole training camp for this fight. Like, I'm assuming that he had a lot of time to prepare, but yeah, just didn't really. Yeah, man. Just like I said, very disappointing from him, to be honest. But here, I have this. It pulled up. Start from the beginning. So a little bit of scrambling here and there. And
look at that. Whoa. Right there. Gilbert leans into it as well. He like goes into it. Yeah, it's awful. Oh. And just finishes on with. Oh yeah, that ref should have stopped it there. Stop it there. No, just let
right
him
here,
keep.
Right here, you can tell that he's done, though. You can tell he's done right there. Yeah.
Ref wants to see a fucking murder, I guess.
Replay, I guess. Oh man, that knee is killer, bro.
Yeah, he leans into that shit.
Right there, boom.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Crazy, man. Crazy. But yeah. So yeah, man. He takes the dub for that one. Let me pull up the card again one more time. I should just have both tabs open. Yeah, Gilbert Burns loses like we were talking just a couple of seconds before. Yeah, man, I think he's getting old, definitely. Look at the ages for both of them. Let me see if I can actually pull it up real quick.
I think Gilbert Burns 37, Jack's 27.
There we go. So 10-year difference, 37, man. He's quite old, but... Respect to Gilbert Burns, man. Like I said, he's still one of my favorite fighters that I have seen for a while. So just unlucky he gets knocked out. No one likes getting knocked out. But yeah, Jack Medellin, a very, very good performance from him. Then we move on to I would say the most entertaining fighter.
I think so too. I think so.
Kevin Holland versus Michael Pate. So man like MVP from the UK gets the dub, wins by unanimous decision. But to be honest, I said this before. I said this during the watch along. I said this in the preview. Kevin Holland just loves to get an ass whooping, man. He every single fight that he goes to, he gets an ass whooping. So you can kind of tell from the full fight too. Even though Kevin Holland landed more total strikes, the significant one is the one that makes the difference. 41 significant strikes for MVP and only 29 significant strikes from Kevin Holland. One submission attempt from Kevin Holland, but unsuccessful, of course, and two takedown attempts. MVP did not actually have a single takedown attempt. In terms of the fight, too, the reason why I say it was entertaining was, one, the walkout that MVP had was hilarious. Man walked out to the Undertaker music, man. Hey, first fight for him in the UFC. Obviously, we've seen highlights and clips of him in Bellator, but UFC is a whole different ballgame. A lot of pressure. Especially in Miami with that packed out crowd, you're meant to put on a show. And I think Michael Page did put on a show in his fight. Fighting style can be a little bit questionable. he kept his arms down, no blocking, none of that stuff for most of the fight. But it's that element of surprise, I think, for me, which basically caught Kevin Holland out. And my thoughts on Kevin Holland is, like I said, he gets his ass beat, doesn't really do much when it comes to fighting too. So he I don't even think he really stood a chance, to be honest. But MVP takes the win. Excited to see what MVP does more in the UFC. I would love to see him fight against, you know, higher ranked up fighters as well, because I think Kevin Holland was ranked 11 in the welterweight division. But yeah, I'm excited to see what MVP does, and definitely want to see more fights with him involved. But yeah, what about your thoughts, Boots, on the fight?
I'm happy to see Michael Venom Page finally get into the UFC, finally get his chance. And he went against Kevin Holland, and I know you think Kevin Holland gets an ass beat and all that, but he's a good fighter. He will finish most people that aren't at like a high level. Mm-hmm. So it's good to see Michael Venom Page get a chance from the UK. Big up.
Yeah.
And also his fighting style, just people get to see his flashiness. The kind of shitty throws, like remember the backwards over like elbow that he kept doing, like it, bro. He is so entertaining to watch, and I'm glad like all the American audience and everyone's getting to see him. But hopefully with this win, he gets a big fight. I'm talking big fight. His style, you know, hands down. If you go watch a Wonderboy Thompson fight, it's very similar to that. Wonderboy Thompson is a lot less, he throws a lot less flashy stuff compared to MVP, but he still has that hands down, bouncing, like kind of like a karate style. I'm really fucking happy that he got it. I don't think he'll fight Leon Edwards yet. I think maybe one.
Not too soon, but you never know, man. Like, sometimes you need
that would be
one or two fights against high-ranked fighters, and if you win in convincing fashion, those conversations do take place, or should he deserve to basically fight against, you know, the champion? And sure, it could happen. I'm not counting it out.
Be London against Birmingham. Oh, that'd
yeah,
be amazing.
London would be, that would be great. But yeah, man, it's very impressive performance from him. Like I said, he's very entertaining. One of the biggest selling aspects in terms of UFC, obviously you want to be a good fighter at the end of the day, but you also want to put on a show. And if you are able to put on a show, that's where you're basically able to, you know, yeah, like sell fights, get those big title fights, get that big bag as well. So definitely excited. Yeah, man, definitely excited to see what Michael Page or MVP is able to do in the UFC for sure. H asks, you ever been UFC? No, unfortunately I haven't.
Right.
It's tough. Yeah. One, it's not really in areas that close by to where I live. Like normally the big fights, like the biggest fight, if you see in the UFC, most of the time it's in Vegas, in the T-Mobile Arena. You'll see some in Madison Square Garden. You'll see some in Miami, like I said. You'll see some in different type of arenas in the UK too. The O2, I believe. Is that where they do it? The O2 Arena?
O2, yeah.
So you'll see those type of big fights there in in those places. It's got probably... he said she'd rather go to NBA games with a base player. Yeah. I haven't been. One other thing is that some tickets are really expensive sometimes. So it's like you would, for like the bare minimum, for however cheap it could be, you would probably be sitting way, way high up. And UFC, the way it is, like you want to obviously be as close as you can because the octagon is just really, really small. But yeah, like if I ever do get an opportunity to watch UFC, I will definitely try my best to go. I just guess you could say I've never really had a good opportunity to watch a good fight, man, but a good card. But yeah, any other thoughts about the fight itself before we move on to the next one, Spooks?
No, I just want to say, yeah, see, in the UK for the UFC, we get like one card a year. I've tried every fucking time. I swear to God, and it goes on sale, tickets, and yeah, then and like they sell out in 3 to 4 minutes. And if you miss it, the like reseller of the tickets, they go up for like £400, and you're like £400 for a ticket, like fucking hell.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's more than that over here, bro, to be honest. Like £400 would probably, like I said, get you only the highest seat in the arena. So it's like, it's no fun watching it from so high, man. You got to try to be as least close and at least in the middle rows if you can. But yeah, we move. Aid says she got to pull up to England. Yeah, bro, I am trying this year, probably in fall. Shit. So next season, around, I would say probably like around October-ish, September, October, around that time is when I'm planning to come. So yeah, man, definitely, I will definitely try. Hey, if I do pull up, you guys will obviously get the shout. So we'll definitely link. I've got family in England, in a couple of places. So I will definitely try to link up with you, man, for sure. But that's the goal. Plan to England, see a game at Old Trafford, man. It's always been a dream. I've been to Old Trafford before, but I haven't seen a game. I was a lot younger. I actually went last time in 2013. That was when we last won the league, ironically. But I was there and I took a stadium tour, and I wasn't able to catch a game, unfortunately. But yeah, it's a dream. So I'll definitely try to pull it to England. And yeah, man, we all can link for sure. But he also said Spoobs this year, Tom and Leon will headline. Yeah, man, we'll see.
Bro, that'd be insane.
Yeah,
Tommy and Leon.
Yeah, that would be insane for sure. But yeah, we move on to the next one. Another great, great fight. They've given it the fight of the night, to be honest. It is Dustin Poirier versus Saint Denis. So this fight, to be honest, surprised me the most out of all the different cards, mainly just because the momentum shifted. No, well, I wouldn't say the momentum shifted. Dustin Poirier just caught him out of nowhere, to be honest, because it was Saint Denis who started off the fight very strongly. A bunch of takedown attempts. He was keeping the distance close too, so he just kept going at him. Even in terms of significant strikes and total strikes, Saint Denis actually has more than Dustin Poirier. But hey, if everybody knows in the fight game, all it takes is one good strike to land, and that could be night for you. And that's exactly what happened. So Dustin Poirier did take he knocked out Saint Denis in the second round of this fight. It was a co-main event, so it was a full 5 rounds, but it only went up to the second round. So great fight too. I will show the knockout in a couple of seconds too. But yeah, my thoughts on the fight was just, yeah, absolutely crazy. I was in shock. To be honest, I got to say this, Dustin Poirier, I'm sorry. I wasn't familiar with your game. I had St. Denis, to be honest, winning this fight. But hey, man, Spoovs, I'm happy you won your bet. Gamble responsibly too.
The one out of four.
What a fight, man. What a fight. But yeah, Spoovs, what about your thoughts, bro?
Yeah, I thought St. Denis was like won comfortably. I don't actually think he was in trouble at all. He literally just got caught like out of a kind of flare moment where they just started throwing off each other. And yeah, Dustin, big up Dustin every time. Legend of the game. He'll go into the Hall of Fame for sure. But yeah, Dustin was able to get the win, caught him. And we all know how hard Dustin hits. Get caught by him, you're in trouble. And fucking hats off to him. Because I think he was like underdog as well. I don't think the bookies favored him.
Yeah, they did.
I think everyone was kind of doubting his age. What is he kind of getting up there? Is he like, what's happening? And then he goes and wins. It's fucking crazy. Big up Dustin.
Yeah, man. Crazy, crazy fight. So yeah, I'll pull up the highlights real quick. So up until, I wish I could show you guys a little bit of before this moment in the fight, but it was all St. Denis. Pressure, pressure, pressure.
Pressure, pressure him, yeah.
Yeah, he was just massive, massive pressure. Another thing I do want to mention is in all of this takedown attempts that St. Denis was trying to do towards Dustin Poirier was just looking for the guillotine every single time.
Every fucking, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
how many times did they go for that?
For the guillotine every single time. And I've seen him, he even tried the guillotine against, if you remember the fight against Khabib.
Khabib, he tried a guillotine against
him. He had him in the guillotine, but Khabib, obviously being the elite wrestler that he is, was able to, you know, maneuver his way out. But I'm going to show the clip real quick. So you see this moment right here where, again, he's trying the guillotine.
Yeah, it's the guillotine.
Literally what we were mentioning earlier. So, yeah, he's trying the guillotine. Wasn't able to lock it in entirely, but then, you know, a little bit of scramble here and there. And then, oh, actually, it looks like that. I think they are showing highlights of the fight.
Looks like the highlights.
Yeah.
So yeah, throughout the fight, didn't he... looking all right, wasn't in any trouble really at any point in the fight.
Like, if he kept the same pressure going into the final few rounds, he would have won. He would have 100% won on points. But great body shots right here by Dustin Poirier. Look, the uppercut knocked him down.
I actually think if you go back there a little second, like into that, I think he actually gets hurt by a punch before the one that puts him out.
Yeah, he did. There's one uppercut at the body shot, like.
He stumbles.
One.
Yeah,
you see one right here. That one hurt right there, and then boom. Oof. Yeah. So they don't show the knockout, but they will show the replay. I'm pretty sure. So we'll see. We'll check that out real quick. But man, when I tell you he hit him clean, that was crazy. They don't show it. Fair enough. Let's see if I can pull it up somewhere else. But I'll definitely show you guys a knockout. But yeah, H says it too. This Dustin guy was pissing me off with the guillotine shit. Yeah, man.
Every time.
100%. Too many attempts from that, but a clean knockout. Let me pull this up real quick. Let's see.
Dustin. H says in chat, Spibs, YouTube, Bro Englandson. Yeah, but I think I was in Sheffield like a couple of months ago, bro. Like getting over to England's like easy. It's like a £30 flight. And it's an hour.
Nothing at all, man, to be honest. Yeah. But cool. Let me just see. What's this at? Man, nobody posting clips.
I swear guillotines hurt your arms. Yeah, see if you're like just trying to hold someone like and you're tensing your arm, like squeezing your arm. Mm-hmm. Like if the longer you do that, the more your arms just fucking tire out.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, stop fucking doing the guillotine, you're not gonna get him with it.
Stop it. Let me see if I can pull this up on YouTube. Walla Sheik Spoovs at OT together soon. Hey, that would be nice.
That'd be fucking classic.
That would be clean. But yeah, Flawless only told me like he got some people his plug, so he's gonna definitely hook me up with some tickets. I will be trying to pull up with one of my best friends, Fanar. I think you've seen him in the chat a couple of times on my channel. With him. He's a big fan. I think he's an Arsenal fan though, so I will be pulling up with him. Let's see, do we have it right here? Just trying to pull up the knockout for you guys real quick. Let's see if I can get this.
Do you find it on Twitter maybe?
I just went on YouTube, to be honest. because it's like so fresh, a lot of people don't really post it that soon. Let's see. Even the camera angle is so weird, man. Let's see. I'm trying to see if this is the clip. But yeah, Spoozy, if you can find a clip, definitely send it to me, bro.
Yeah, let me check. Let me get it. YouTube, see if you can find. It's just usually on it with the clips.
It should be on Twitter. You know what? It'll be on Twitter. I'm sure it'll be on Twitter. Yeah, I'm going to check Twitter. One second.
Up here. Dustin Poirier.
Dustin Poirier. All right, I found one. Yeah, I found it.
You get it?
Yeah, let me just see if this is the one. Yep, I found it. Cool. I'm going to share it real quick. We got it right here.
Oh, yeah.
Make it to full screen. Let's see. Work. It's not going to work, but I guess I'll just show it like this.
Oh,
so get some there. This is the first knockdown that we obviously had seen. Another guillotine attempt.
Guillotine.
I love it. Bam.
Oh. Just puts him out.
Yeah, we'll watch it one more time before we move on. It's that hook, man. That hook.
Oh, yeah. Because it shrugs him off. Boom.
Jeez, bro. Insane. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's that. Cool. So, yeah, man. Final few thoughts on this fight for me. Honestly, like I said, I was super surprised to see Dustin Poirier get that knockout, but another example of experienced fighters being in the UFC for a minute. A lot of people had Dustin Poirier not winning. Like Spoop said earlier, he was not the favorite going into this fight, but hey, man, this is why he's been in the UFC for so long. This is why he's, for me at least, considered one of the veteran fighters of the UFC already. Gets the dub in the lightweight division, and we move, man, we move. So last final fight, they've given this the performance of the night as well, and truly was, to be honest, one of the performances of the night for Sean O'Malley. Main event, Sean O'Malley, obviously, and still bantamweight champion. Look at this number of total strikes and significant strikes, bro. 230 significant strikes by Sugar Sean O'Malley. Only 89 landed for Cheeto. Went the full five rounds. Obviously, he won by unanimous decision, but not a single moment in that fight where it felt like Cheeto had the upper hand at all. And I will be showing this knee too. H, that knee was mental, bro. I remember when we had the watch along up, I heard that it was like a clap, bro. Like, that was loud as shit. And I will actually be pulling up the audio too, just so that y'all could hear it as well. But let me do that real quick. But yeah, Spoobs, your thoughts on the fight, bro?
Complete domination. I think in the preview, Sheik, I was saying, like, since the last fought, Sean O'Malley's been on and kind of elevated and fighting bigger, better opponents, and Marlon Vera has not went that direction.
Yeah.
And it completely shows there. Sean O'Malley, far, far better. And yeah, just complete domination. I would actually say, I'm trying to give Vera like some points, but I can't think of a round that was even close. I can't. It was complete. It was so one sided. It was scary. I guess Marlon, like Cheeto, kind of held on pretty well, as in stayed in the fight, as in tough. But apart from that, he really didn't do much. Really disappointed performance from him.
Yeah,
I'm sure he will look back on that and think, oh shit, I wish I would have went in a bit more. He kept playing into Sean's game, like staying out of range. Sean's a lengthy, he's got the range. He'll just sit and point score on you all day. But he had to get into his face, but he didn't do that. And yeah, he lost, deservedly lost. He didn't do enough.
deservedly. Yeah, no, fair. Deservedly lost for sure. Let's see. Trying to pull it up. You know what? I don't.
I think Ed sent it in the group chat.
Yeah, he sent it in the group chat. The only thing is that I don't know my logins to Twitter on Chrome. I'm currently like on Safari, so I don't think I'll be able to play the audio. But let me just pull this up real quick.
See if I can find.
Oh, they've deleted. H, the one you sent earlier, they deleted it, bro. Unfortunately. So I will find one. No worries.
See. Try and get up.
I'll find it for sure. It's just Twitter just has such a significant search.
Yo, I got it here. Was that it? You got it?
Just let's see. You can send it to me though.
It's just it's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube first.
See if that works for you. And then once you, oh come on.
It's all good. That's fine. Here, let me look for it real quick.
You find like a site where you can get all these fucking highlights.
Yes, I found it. Cool. So here we go.
Cool. Yeah, he's getting chum, man. He's getting fucking.
You know what? I could actually play the audio from here too, since it's on YouTube. So let me do that real quick. Let's see. Hold that up. Okay. Play one more time. You can hear it?
Yeah.
Whew. Jeez. One more time, y'all, so you can hear it. Oh my god. Oh my goodness, bro. Yeah. That's insane, man. Insane. But yeah. Man, that was a very, very convincing performance. Just a total stand-up fight. But like you said it best, man. Sugar Sean O'Malley is showing why he deserves to be champion. Improving his game, not making the same mistakes. Obviously, he had the unfortunate loss to Cheeto already because of that awkward landing on his foot, but that was the reason why, you know, the first fight ended up the way that it did. But Sugar Sean O'Malley showing why he is champion yet again. To be honest, I'd want to see him defend the title against Petr Yan again. Him fight against him again, but defend the title against him this time. So I think that will be a great fight to watch. But because the first one, you could argue Petr Yan almost got the upper hand on Sugar Sean O'Malley. It did go down to decision, but I know there was a lot of debate on whether who should have won. And I kind of, to be honest, in that first fight favored Petr Yan because I think he had more of the strikes and just highlights as well. Like, we're favoring a lot more to Petr Yan. So that would be a great, great fight to watch, to be honest.
At the end, O'Malley called out Topuria, the guy that beat Volkanovski. Yeah.
Fair enough, man. There we go. So he called out Topuria. Let's see. Let's see how all that goes. That'll be a great, great fight. He'd have to go up weight for that, if I'm not wrong, right?
Tapore would probably have to go up weight, yeah.
Yeah,
Tapore. I don't see how Sean could get any skinnier going down.
Yeah, dude, look at this guy already, for real. YG's Pro Clubs character, man. This is what I've been saying. But yeah, that's the card itself. Sugar Sean O'Malley successfully defends his title against Marlon Chito Vera. In terms of the card, like I said, our final few thoughts on the card, and then we'll kind of look at UFC 300, not go too much into it, but final thoughts on the card were just basically this, man. Yeah, like a very entertaining card. Night fight of the night definitely goes to the Dustin Poirier, because he did get the knockout. If you ask us personally, we can call it the fans fight of the night. Definitely got to be the
MVP.
MVP fight, just in terms of entertainment. Gilbert Burns, sorry, bro. I was rooting for you, but hey, hold that shit. And in terms of the most impressive performance of the night, if we did give that to someone, that would definitely be Sean O'Malley. Didn't put a foot wrong, was dominant from round one through round five. It's crazy. Eight says, would you say there should be a third fight, or was it convincing enough to say Sean is far ahead in terms of
level? Too convincing.
Yeah. Too convincing. To be honest, I don't want to see another fight of five rounds of just Sean O'Malley kicking his ass again. Like, it's way too boring. I want to see him go up against other opposition, other fighters. Other fighters deserve chances too, man. So for sure, we'll see how all of that stuff goes. But yeah, that was the card itself. The UFC 299. Obviously, like I said, Sean O'Malley took the dub. Let me pull up the UFC 300 card, because that will be in another month or so. I believe it's on April 13th. Pereira versus Jamahal Hill. That's the card. Hella prelims, to be honest. Like, really, really surprised on how many prelims there are. I guess they haven't really decided, because on the UFC website, which I will share right now, they haven't decided which fights, even though they told us yesterday. I can't pull up that list, but they told us yesterday what the prelim fights were going to be. If you look at this, like, they don't have it split up, so I'm guessing a lot of these, probably one through, maybe up till here, or maybe even, yeah, maybe up till here will probably be the prelims. Then we'll have Pereira, Zhang, Gaethje, Charles Oliveira, Rakic, Aljamain, Bo Nickel. That'll probably be the main card, to be honest. Or we could even see Aljamain Sterling being the first fight. But in terms of the card, super, super stacked. It is 300, is that big one, that big card for the UFC, so they had to go super, super big on this one. Would have loved to see Leon fight on this card, man. I think that should have been the main event, to be honest, but I guess they didn't accept their fighting propositions and the proposals that they got. But I'm not too disappointed, like, to be honest. I still think this is a great card, regardless of Leon being here or not. This fight should be great. Alex Pereira, always good watching Alex Pereira. Pull a ton, always good watching this guy, bro. And then Zhang, we've got Zhang versus Yan, both from China. This is for the women's strawweight title bout. Justin Cagey versus Holloway. This is going to be a dog fight for sure.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see this as well. That's going to be a good one too. We've got Charles Oliveira versus Armand from Armenia. Good to see Charles Oliveira back too. This is going to be a good one as well. Prochaska, is that how you pronounce his name?
Jiri Prohaska.
Prohaska.
Something like that. It's fucking hard. Yeah.
That's going to be a good fight as well. Calvin Cutter versus Aljamain Sterling.
No, we're good.
Fight. Versus Cody Brundage. Figueredo versus Cody Garbrandt. Cody Garbrandt, shout out to you. Sacktown's finest, Sacramento, my guy. Holly Holm versus Kayla Harrison. She's fighting an NPC. She don't even got a face. Yeah, she only got a face on the UFC website. Yo, it was peak, yo. But I'm not going to get too much into these other cards. We'll obviously do same rotation of streams just like that. This is going to be in the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. I'm not going to get too much into this card itself. Just like how we did for this UFC 299 card, we will be having a preview, the watch-along, and then there will also be the recap the following day. Thank you guys for all tuning in, whoever tuned in so far. Any final few thoughts for you, Spoobs, on this card, on the UFC 299 card, and just anything in general, man, in terms of UFC?
Yeah, I don't want to go at 200, 300 at that. Just there's a couple of fighters that stand out. The Bo Nickel guy,
he's undefeated, right? If I'm not wrong.
Yeah, undefeated. Every fight he's had, he's knocked the guy out in the first round. So definitely he's the next big up-and-coming American fighter that's going to be Just everyone that tuned in, everyone that tuned in the watch along, big up Itch as well. He was there for everything. Yeah, appreciate it, bro. My bro. But yeah, we'll do the same next one. Subscribe to Sarcasm City TV Twitch. And yeah, we'll be back for the next one. We'll be back.
Yeah, man. Yep, perfect. Just the way he said it, man. Subscribe to the channel. Follow the channel if you haven't already. You already know I've said this multiple times. Whoever is watching, whoever will be watching this back, if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription every single month. I believe Spooz has used it himself. I have used it as well. So we are all subscribed to the channel ourselves. So yeah, man, if you have that subscription, definitely use it for Flawless. It'll help him out a lot. Other than just the Twitch channel too, obviously, you know, we do the watch alongs on YouTube as well, where you do see myself for the Manchester United game watch along. So you'll see, so definitely go to Sarcasm City YouTube if you haven't already. Playback, where we normally used to do the NBA watch alongs on this channel. Now we have moved that over to Playback, just a much, much better platform. We all can be in sync while we're watching it. Super, super fun. The gang gang is always there. The mandem are always there when we're watching it. So yeah, man, it's super, super fun to watch that. Other than that, obviously me personally and Spooby himself, we both have YouTube channels ourselves. My YouTube channel is Sheik TV. If you haven't subscribed to that, what are we doing? Subscribe to that already. And same thing for Spooby channel too. Spooby, yeah. MUFC on YouTube. Spooby does watch alongs here and there. I obviously do a lot more content based on United and just like football in general too. Speaking of content on United, we have our weekly show that we do every single Monday tomorrow. It will be at 12 p.m. local time, 8 p.m. UK time, called the Mud Brothers Show, where minus myself, Spooby, you got Eli, Arsenal fan, Curry P, Chelsea Pen, P stands for Poch, never forget that. Will, if he's around, he will be there too. You guys have obviously seen Will in the watch along yesterday.
De Niro,
he will be there, man, as well. And my guy M. De Niro, man, Tottenham Hotspur fan. So we'll be there tomorrow, cracking jokes, talking about the weekend's games, giving our predictions for the upcoming ones. So check that out too if you haven't already. But yes, this has been the UFC 299 recap, where Sugar Sean O'Malley successfully defended his title against Marlon Chito Vera. Thank you guys for all tuning in, and we will see you guys next month for UFC 300.
Big up to all y'all, man.